It was 2 months later that Bill came up to visit Jack. He was happy to get out of the city for a weekend, and the famous autumn foliage of the region was at its peak. Bill had known Garf as a puppy, an adolescent dog, when he was in college with Jack, and Garf remembered him fondly. On that Saturday, Garf insisted on leading Bill around the neighborhood. It worked out because Bill could take in some of the fall colors, and Garf could nose around to his heart's content. Jack's place was an old farmhouse, and the extensive yard had been a farm once upon a time. The land had not been worked since before the Korean War, and, except for a tended area around the house itself and the driveway, had been completely overgrown with tall grass for many decades. Of course, Garf loved to romp through the wild parts of the farm, and he led Bill into some of his favorite places.
Now this tree here, the poplar, I think it had the biggest family of squirrels, oh, for miles. Up until a big crazy snowstorm last March, I think the foxes got them then. Oh, and that rabbit warren I was telling you about is just up ahead here. Ooh, dead raccoon over there. Oh, and here, I got a... Ah! Bill! 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 Bill!
Garf!
Bill!
Oh, Jesus, what happened?
You fell down a hole. Are you okay?
I think my leg is broken.
Don't move, Bill.
Pretty bad.
I'll go get Jack. Jack, Bill, boards, rock, rock. Jack, Bill, boards, Brooke,
Garf, Garf, good Lord, what is it, man? Calm down, doggy. Calm down, tell me, what is it?
Bill was walking and the boards broke. He fell down a wall.
Fell down a wall? You mean off the wall?
The wall, the old wall, the hole in the ground for water.
Oh, the well, holy shit, is he all right?
He's trapped and he's got a broken leg.
Take me to him, Jesus.
The fire department got Bill out, but it took some time. His leg was broken in several places, and he was going to walk with a cane for the rest of his life, even after it healed. But he was alive. Jack was horrified. He had the well filled in. He had sold enough paintings to afford to have the entire property cleared by a landscaping company. It was now less fun for Garf, but a lot safer. For a long time, Jack felt guilt over what had happened. Winter came, and winter went. Jack kept in close touch with Bill, and, almost as a consequence of the mishap, their friendship strengthened. As spring turned to summer, another change came to Jack and Garf's lives when Jack married a local bartender, Sharon, who had a canine companion of her own, Crowl. Suddenly, the old farm seemed a lot more like a home. The two dogs became fast friends, and they both looked to Jack as top dog in the pack, even though Sharon seemed to be in charge of Jack. That Thanksgiving, they had Bill and his girlfriend as guests, and after dinner, Jack and Bill sat down with cocktails, just to let the turkey stupor pass.
You know, Bill, I still think about it every day.
Think about what?
Oh, the accident, what might have happened.
Nah, Garf was with me. I was always going to be all right.
Sometimes I wonder, I mean... What if dogs were just like all other animals?
They are like other animals.
No, they're not. They talk. We're used to it. I mean, we never really think about it, but only humans and dogs talk.
Hmm.
If Garf couldn't talk, you would have died that day.
You know, I'm not so sure. There was a kids' TV show. I think it was based on a book. It was about a deaf-mute collie that always was able to tell humans when her master, a little boy named Timmy, was in trouble. Sometimes he would be treed by a mountain lion, or once he even got trapped down a well. But Lassie always got help.
Lassie? Odd name for a dog.
Well, she was a deaf mute, adopted after her previous master died in an accident. She was never able to tell her real mother name, so her new master called her Lassie. In the series, she was played by a dog with normal hearing.
Sounds pretty contrived. Still, I'm glad Garf can talk, even if he doesn't have a lot to say sometimes. I'm glad for his voice.
Loyal before the Lord we are, and with his pack we run always. For we are the faithful, we are the loyal, and we stand beside his table, for he will feed and nurture us, and he will lead us into paradise. So let us show not only our belly to the Lord, but also a joyful tale. The Gnostic Gospel of Natra, Chapter 5.